question was asked in the halakha, what is the proper beracha for one to make on honey? Now, of course, the honey that comes from the bees, it's clear that that would be shakol niyamet baro. That's not our question today. Our question today is regarding the devash that comes from timarim, that either oozes out of the dates or is the date is crushed and the honey comes out through a process. What is the proper beracha? Being that we know that the date itself is borei pri ha'etz, so does the honey change? So Maran discusses this in Siman Resh Bet in Halacha Chet, where he writes, Devash hazav me'atemarim mevarech alav shehakol vechen al mashkin ha'yotzin mekol mine perot. Not only does he say honey, the beracha is shehakol, but for that matter, the juice that oozes out of any fruit, chutz mezetim v'anavim, except for olives and grapes, mevarech shehakol. So Maran over here is giving us a klal. All fruit juices are shehakol. However, when it comes to olives, and when it comes to grapes, the juices that come out of them are different. As we know, the juice that comes out of an olive, as we learned in a previous halakha, in certain situations you'll make borei pri ha'etz, as well as the juice that comes out of a grape, you'll make borei pri ha'gefen. So the question then is asked, what makes olives and grapes different? Why are they special? So there's a great machloket here amongst the Rishonim, what makes them special. Some say that the reason why yayin is special because it has very great qualities. Number one, it makes people happy, it's mesameach, it's also so'ed, it also satiates a person. And when it comes to olive oil, we see the Torah, the Gezerat HaKatuv, it calls the olive zet shemen. So you see that the Torah came along and said that the chidush by the shemen is it has a din of the zayit, zet shemen, that just like the zayit is etz, so the shemen is etz. That's what it sounds like the interpretation of the Ritva is in his chidushim to Masechet Berachot. However, there's another shita out there of the Rashban as well as the Me'idi. They come along and say, oh, the reason why we treat olive oil and grapes differently, where the beracha is upgraded, is because olives and grapes are planted not only for the actual peri, but the planter plants it also for the juice that comes out of it. So therefore, that's also considered a peri, because you're planting it for the ikar olive or the ikar grape, plus what comes out of it. Now there's a tremendous nafkamina between these two opinions. The question is asked, and many people grapple with this question, what about today where you have orange juice? And the orange juice, the orange groves today, the trees are specifically planted for the juice. Oh, so now you'll tell me that the oranges today come like the olives and the grapes. That what? Just like they're planted specifically for the juice as well. So you can say the same thing about the oranges. And therefore you might argue and say, let's make borei pri ha'etz on orange juice. The truth of the matter is, it's dependent on this machloket rishonim. Which means, you're right, according to the Rashba, and according to the Me'idi, that say, if it's planted for that purpose, so therefore it's upgraded, in echanameh, you'll make borei pri ha'etz. And that seems the way the Hazon Ish also held in his chedushin, that you should make borei pri ha'etz on orange juice that's grown for that purpose. However, according to the other rishonim, that they're holding that, no, fruits are etz, and whatever comes out of the fruit is considered a ze'ah. It's not the fruit. It's not a peri. I don't care if you had intention for it and you planted it for that. Bottom line, it's not the fruit. Aye, what about grapes and olives? That's special. They have special qualities about them. But everything else, it's considered ze'ah. Just like dvash, you don't make etz because it's not the peri. So too, orange juice, even though you planted it for the juice, it's not the peri, it's considered ze'ah. And that's what seems Maran's opinion as well is the fact that he didn't make a chiluk. He just clearly wrote anything that comes from a fruit, the liquid is shakol niyavet baro. Halakha l'maaseh. What's the berakah you're supposed to make on these type of orange juices that we have today? So the berakat Hashem discussed it in Chelek Gimel Perek Zayin halakha memhe, where he is posek va'afilu im rubam omed l'schita. Even if the majority of the oranges are being grown for that, or the grapefruits, or whatever the juice that a person is drinking, the berakah should be shakol. And he goes so far as to say, is if you made borei pri ha'etz, already it's going to be a berakah lebatala. You have to say baruch shem kum malchuto le'olam va'ed, and you have to go back and say shakol ni'al baron. He has a whole calculation over this. So halakha lemaaseh, the berakah on honey is shakol ni'avet baro, and the berakah on all fruit juices are going to be shakol niyavet baro, even if it's planted for that purpose. But go like those nishonim and safek berachot lakel. Therefore, you say shakol, you're covered according to everybody that say what? That anything that comes out of a fruit is not a fruit. It comes out of the fruit, it's a ze'ah, it's sweat, it's liquid. Liquid does not have a din of a peri. Therefore, you make shakol niyavet baro, except for yayin and shemen, that the berachah is respectively gefen and it's.